Hey, good morning. 850 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Morning.
Something better to talk about.
No, we're gonna talk.
No. Hey, no, you weren't in here when he started playing that damn.
Oh,
no. Oh, why did you do that, Hunter?
Oh, every God. Time you bring it up, I'm gonna.
Oh, no, please don't. Oh.
Bill, email Brock and seriously threaten to fire this.
Dude, nobody wants to hear that.
That kind of sounded like the Austin Powers
thing.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Kiki. That sounds like the Austin Powers thing.
It does. I agree. Put it away.
You're his boss.
Brock, you know where I'm going to stick that? If you don't put it up.
Dude, you're serious. Stop, dude. Seriously. This is the worst radio ever.
You ripped it out of my mouth. Don't you dare break
I'll
that.
Break. Hey, give it to me. I'll break it.
If you break it,
seriously,
don't you break it.
Give it to me.
I swear to God.
Kiki, give it to me. I'll snap it.
You know what?
I'll stamp it.
Neither of you get the toy.
Seriously,
I'm
going
to hold on to it.
I will snap it live on air.
Do not break it.
No.
I swear to God, Kiki.
No, let's move on.
Give it to me.
Something else.
Let me put.
I can't allow you to.
I'm just going to
hold it. No, I don't believe you. Move on.
Flush it or something. I don't care what you do with it.
I swear, children.
All right, let's do your.
Work with.
You know what? Now that you get. That sounded just like the beginning of Austin Powers, and I'm really impressed with myself. So.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
So let me ask you a question. How many times have you got out in the public and people were like, dude, you know what? When you played that flute, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Honest answer?
You should.
Every day.
Yeah?
Every day. People bring it up all the time. As always, your Dumb Vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat, flute insurance. Chris!
Flute
Chris,
insurance!
Chris! I bet you Chris likes my flute playing.
Dude, no,
you know
he
why?
Doesn't.
He's a nice guy.
I can't even focus.
And he supports my goals and dreams, and he has amazing insurance. Anyway, your Dumb Vocabulary for today... Let's do...
He doesn't have one, so in the meantime...
Work jerk.
A work jerk?
Work jerk.
Stop it. Is this when you do it at work?
Do what?
Who does that? Are you that desperate?
Work jerk.
Does that happen in the bathroom? Do you have like a secret place? Who's done a work jerk in the studio? That's what I want to know. Should we blacklight this place?
Work... No, do not blacklight this thing.
Unless you want to turn it into like a techno club.
How do you get on the ceiling?
God, this
I'm
place
correct,
is decorated.
Right?
Work jerk, yeah, it's when you masturbate at work.
Just hey,
come on, Kiki, you've never gotten a little riled up at work?
Never.
I wonder what
work.
The wonder what
DJ diddles in the bathroom.
It's a little bit different for a girl. We just don't, I don't know. I guess we just don't get
I wonder what the percentage,
desperate.
Percentage of people.
I'm going to Google it.
I think it's high, actually, for men. I've seen this before.
You've seen it?
No, not seen it.
Oh.
Like, I've seen some stats before, some statistics.
And by the way, Engineer Terry, I'm Googling percentage of people who've masturbated at work for show stuff. So
I think it's like 20 or 20%.
He's not going to know he's dirking it right now.
What is it?
Jesus, good God. Oh, Terry's going to come in here and kick your ass. According to a study, let's see, 39% of people... Co-workers have masturbated.
Is that men and women?
Probably just dirty
men. I know
men.
Mostly men.
I'm sure there's been a handful of women that have flicked the bean.
Rubbing one out at work, huh?
Ugh. I just need my privacy. Surrounded by fax.
Your privacy?
Printers coming through. I don't know. Maybe that just
too much
people on.
Throwing you off.
Yeah.
I know it's a mental game for you ladies.
Coworkers talking in the background.
I don't know. I've gone past Kiki's office and heard that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, girls can't really do that and get away with like trying to be discreet because that is a loud noise.
Yeah.
You should try it.
It's very distinct.
Why is your bag vibrating? There you go, work jerk.
I gotta go to the bathroom for the second
sick.
Time today.
That's gross, Hunter. You're sick.
Ooh.